Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Who doesn't love shopping at Target? Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. But wait, there's more. Now you've got a new way to save with Target Circle 360. With unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's. Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. For a 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I am all in.
More, more, more. I wanna kiss you more.
I am all in with Scott Patterson, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey, everybody. Scott Patterson, I am all in podcast. Season 7, episode 5. No.
4.
Why is that up there?
That's the next episode.
Okay, 3, 2, 1. Hey, everybody. Scott Patterson. I am all in podcast. 111 Productions, iHeart Radio, iHeart Podcast, Pop Culture. Season 7, episode 4 is wonderful. It's marvelous. And Amy Sugarman is going to start us off.
Christopher and Lorelai are coming back from a movie. Lorelai is visibly distressed and overacting. Christopher, but I have to say, we were fairly warned. No, no, no. A movie should not just be its title. Driving Miss Daisy didn't all take place in a car. Dances with Wolves wasn't one long wolf dance, but this was nothing but snakes. Snakes, relentless snakes, snakes on a plane, snakes, snakes, snakes on a plane. Driving Miss Daisy has already been a pop culture moment in season 6, episode 21, in reference to Driving Miss Gilmore. Driving Miss Daisy is a film about an elderly widow and her driver's friendship over the years. Dances with Wolves is a 1990 Western film starring, directed, and produced by Kevin Costner in his feature directorial debut. Snakes on a Plane is a 2006 film starring Samuel L. Jackson and the butt of many, many, many a joke. Snakes on a Plane has been an ongoing joke in pop culture forever. Kevin Costner supplied some people like that we say did you know and some people don't, so we're gonna have to go with saying it. Did you know Kevin Costner supplied $3 million of his own money to complete Dances with Wolves? It had an $18 million budget. The film was a box office success and he ended up making $40 million.
Oh my God.
Now, that is not what happened for him with Waterworld, but we won't.
Oh, Waterworld. Right. Still,
I think he put his own money into Waterworld and it did not do as well.
It's still, that's still a live show at Universal Studios.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. It's
still there.
It's still there.
Oh my God.
Every day.
I mean, I've actually seen the Waterworld show.
Yeah, it's fine.
After complaining about the movie they saw, Christopher and Lorelai come to realize they are the common factor for bad movies. Lorelai, we can never see Casablanca together. I'm very sorry. I don't care how much I love it, but I will not be responsible for ruining Casablanca. Casablanca is a 1942 film directed by Michael Curtiz, starring Humphrey Bogart, Ingrid Bergman, and Paul Henreid.
Is it Casablanca or Casablanca tomato tomato? I actually don't know.
I think it's either or, right?
What do you think it is, Scott?
Casablanca.
Yeah, I think you might be right. Casablanca.
I think it's either or. I think it's tomato tomato.
Anyway.
Casablanca?
Did you know there was a height issue with the cast? Bogart was only 5'8". Bergman, however, was almost 2 inches taller. Wow. As a result, director Michael Curtiz had Bogart stand on blocks or sit on cushions to make him seem taller than Bergman.
Raise your hand if you've seen Casablanca or Funny Face. Was that the movie?
I've seen Casablanca many times.
I haven't. And have you seen the Fred Astaire one they watch at the barn?
Well, I have not seen that.
Yeah.
I have a fun fact on Casablanca.
Bring it.
They filmed that on some of the same sound stages that they used for Gilmore.
No, that is a true fact.
That is a true story. That is
great
a true story. Yes.
There.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Does anyone know where that barn is?
That's on Humphrey Bogart's old property.
Is that true?
Yeah. And the fences are unusually short, so he could hop over them all the time. Who's got the next one?
That's not true. Suzanne.
Lorelai has just walked in from saying goodbye to Christopher. She and Rory are struggling to figure out what this dynamic means for Rory. And Rory says, God, I forget what the protocol is when your mom is dating your dad. Lorelai says, yeah, me too. We'll have to consult Emily Post again. Emily Post was an author and socialite. I never know. Famous for writing about etiquette. She found nationwide success with her 1922 book, Etiquette in Society, in Business, in Politics, and at Home. And did you know her 1922 book was later retitled to Etiquette, the Blue Book of Social Usage? And it was ironically at one point the second most stolen book from libraries.
That is so random.
The Bible.
What?
That would definitely not be true today on either book.
Luke is reviewing the rules administrated at April school. He can't believe it, so Miss Patty gives him advice. Miss Patty says, whenever you are taking care of kids, there's a lot of liability. It's the same with my dance school. Luke says, and nothing bad ever happens? Miss Patty says, nothing ever happens. Oh, except that one time. Luke says, that one time? Well, I took my senior ballerinas to try out for a performance of the Nutcracker, and one of the girls pulled a Tanya Harding and knocked the front runner for Clara out of the competition, broke her leg in 3 places. Tanya Harding is a former figure skater who was involved in the 1994 scandal with rival Nancy Kerrigan when she was clubbed in the knee days before a U.S. championship competition that would guarantee a spot in the Olympics. Her life story was adapted into the film I, Tanya in 2017, starring Margot Robbie. And did you know that Tanya Harding pursued a career in professional boxing after her figure skating days were over?
I never saw I, Tanya, but it's on my list.
Oh, it's really good.
Yeah, I need to watch that.
A natural progression from ice skating. A lot of ice skaters do end up prize fighting. April notices how dark Luke's place is. She suggests they go someplace to vamp it up. Luke, maybe we can pick up a few things. I don't know, some pillows, a rug, you know, lamps brighten. April says, hey, we go to Target. Luke says, oh, that sounds kind of fancy. Did this joke land on anybody?
People do say Target.
It felt like he would know.
But to put it
that's
on
what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, nobody gets.
Like, even if he doesn't go to Target, he would know Target and he would know Target.
He sure was. Oh, that sounds kind of fancy. No. That's how we say Target. Oh, never been. Target was founded in 1902 as part of the top 10 largest retailers in the United States. It was originally called Goodfellow's Dry Goods and rebranded as Target in 1962. Did you know pronouncing Target as though it were a French boutique, Target, is older than you think. Douglas Dayton, who inherited the Dayton business along with his brothers, recalled that people were making that joke the first time the first Minneapolis location opened in 1962. And on this show, it sounded exactly that old.
And that was my stomach growling. I don't know if anybody had heard that, but also to the,
I believe that that adds to the pun.
Yeah. I don't know if anyone heard it. I'm obviously very hungry. To the pop culture police, I do not think this was pop culture. I think Target doesn't fit.
I agree.
We're going to let it slide today, but I'm just going to throw that out there before.
In their defense, it was mentioned in the show, so it it automatically becomes pop culture because it was in the show. So Amy and Dan, my mistake. Wow,
David,
considered
it pop culture.
Considered it pop culture. Interesting. So who are we to question?
So, okay, so just so you know, we usually historical references.
Who we are.
We've been only doing this for 7 seasons, but historical references we typically don't include. So just if somebody's keeping score, we know that Target may or may not be exactly pop culture. Mm-hmm. Christopher takes Lorelai on a surprise date, which I liked, even though everyone else hated. He drives his Ford Mustang Bullitt, which I also thought was his car. He didn't rent that car. I felt that it was his car, but I could be wrong. He drove it up to the barn, honked the horn, projector lights up, playing Funny Face. The episode title is reference to the song "It's Wonderful, It's Marvelous" from the Broadway musical and film Funny Face. The title "It's Wonderful, It's Marvelous," which I don't think you say it that way, "is wonderful, it's marvelous," is a classic Gershwin standard that was introduced in the 1927 Broadway musical Funny Face. The song was originally performed by the brother-sister team of Fred and Adele Astaire. Funny Face then turned into a musical film in 1957 with the same star but different plot and starred Audrey Hepburn. Audrey Hepburn actually sings the song herself in Funny Face, and this was her first musical. Now, there is a joke in the show, which I'm not going to tell right now because I just realized it's coming up in two more pop cultures.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Emily gets pulled over for using her cell phone while driving. She refuses to believe it was illegal and argues with the officer. The officer says, "Ma'am, have you been drinking?" And Emily says, "What? No, this is outrageous. You know, right now someone is robbing a Quickie Mart and you're standing here harassing me." Quickie Mart is a convenience store in the animated television series The Simpsons. It is a parody of American convenience stores such as 7-Eleven. It is notorious for its high prices and the poor quality of its merchandise. Did you know in 2007, 7-Eleven converted 11 of its stores in the United States and one in Canada into Quickie Marts to promote the Simpsons movie? I remember that. It was very cute.
I have a random question just because it made me think of with Quickie Mart. If you're saying something like Target on a show, is that considered product placement?
Oh, that's a good question. Probably.
On this show, they probably gave that for free. And it's in, you can probably get away with that because it's, I don't know, I think you can get away with all that.
Why? Because it's somehow public domain.
Yeah. Or it's not public domain, but it's like,
I think. And it's not like you had a Target bag. Did was there? No.
I think, no, but I think if you mentioned in a show, the product integration was coming into dialogue at about that time. I remember this. So I think the chances are that it was paid for.
Well, that could be true. Right. So the thing is, I think, and again, I don't know, I think you could say Target if you want it, but a lot of times shows don't because they want Target to pay for that.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, Target's going to take it anyway. It's free advertising, right?
Yeah, totally.
They didn't have to pay for it. Sure.
Just random thought.
Lorelai and Christopher have just finished Funny Face, and Lorelai is in awe of how good it was. Lorelai says, "It was so chock full of words, like chock full. And even Audrey Hepburn was 20 and Fred Astaire was like 80. Christopher says, "He's still Fred Astaire." Lorelai goes, "I mean, he could really tap dance." Oh, in Funny Face, yes. The actual age of Audrey Hepburn was 28 years old and Fred Astaire was 58 years old, so 30-year difference.
Hardly any difference.
Did you know in the film As Good As It Gets, Helen Hunt was 34 years old and Jack Nicholson was 60 years old, a 26-year age difference.
Can I throw a fun fact out there that I might be only getting half right? Mm-hmm. I believe that Fred Astaire had, quote, retired from dancing and then appeared on the Oscars, and whoever introduced him said, "You've never performed on the Oscars," and he came out of retirement to dance on the Oscars. I'm not 100% sure I have that exactly right, but maybe close. Back to you, Danielle.
Sounds like a Hollywood story to me.
One more strange age difference that we can point out would be from Poison Ivy, when Drew Barrymore was 17 and she filmed with Tom Skerritt, who was 58 years old, 41.
My only flag on this one is the whole point of Poison Ivy is how, like, not right. Okay, the relationship was, right. Whereas in the others, we're supposed to embrace it.
Yeah,
it was the like in Poison Ivy, it's basically like she's like a seductress who I think it's like her friend's dad or something. That's like the whole plot.
Mm-hmm.
So after Lorelai and Christopher pick up Emily from jail, she asks what music she wants to listen to. Lorelai That's says, funny. "What you in the mood for? Jailhouse rock, also prison blue." Emily says, "You're very funny, Lorelai." Lorelai says, No, I know. Working on the chain gang.
That's so good.
Jailhouse Rock is a 1957 song by Elvis. Folsom Prison Blues is a 1955 song by Johnny Cash. And Chain Gang is a 1960 song by Sam Cooke. And did you know that Johnny Cash performed at Folsom Prison in 1968 and released a live album called Johnny Cash at Folsom Prison after the success of the single?
I actually love the song Jailhouse Rock. I don't
it's
know
a
why.
Good one.
But I love the lyrics. I love the video. I love the whole like thing. He's all, if you don't have a partner, grab a wooden chair, let's rock. Like, I just love the whole thing. And that video where they're like dancing and two levels and the it's black and white. Yeah. That was like Elvis in his prime to me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You go, Scott.
Me?
Yeah.
Lucy continues the story about an audition. Lucy, so the next semester, he keeps hounding me about how I'd be perfect for his production, California Suite, because I have such a gift for physical comedy. California Suite is a play written by Neil Simon. It also turned into a 1978 comedy film starring Maggie Smith, Alan Alda, Michael Caine, and Jane Fonda. Maggie Smith won the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actress for her role in the film. Did you know the film was shot on location in Beverly, at the Beverly Hills Hotel, the Dorothy Chandler Pavilion, at the Los Angeles Music Center along Rodeo Drive?
Daniel, is Maggie Smith in your favorite movie, Harry Potter, or did I make that up?
She is. Yeah.
Who is she?
She's oh my god, I'm blanking on the name.
Is that like old lady that runs the
school? Yeah, she's professor McGonagall.
Yes.
There we go.
How dare you, Danielle?
I just didn't know who Maggie Smith was. I'm sorry.
Isn't she Dame Maggie Smith? Wasn't she?
She was in A Room with a View.
Yeah,
she is Dame.
I'm sure she's a Dame.
The leading
actually,
actresses.
She's Dame Margaret Natalie Smith.
Oh, wow. Anyway, the great stink next week.
All right, thanks, everybody. That's going to do it. We'll see you next time. Thank you, Suzanne, Danielle, Tara, Amy. Much appreciated. Always great to kick it about with y'all. Stay safe, everyone. All the best. Forget, follow us on Instagram at IAmAllInPodcast and email us at Gilmore@iHeartRadio.com.
Ah, summer. The best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Who doesn't love shopping at Target? Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. But wait, there's more. Now you've got a new way to save with Target Circle 360. With unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's. Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.